Introduction. As well as I can recollect, Bergen Common Pleas, State of New Jersey, Bergen County. On the 21st day of October 1832, personally appeared in open court before the judges now sitting, being a court of record so constituted by the laws of the State of New Jersey, John D. Pyatt, a resident of Peconic, Morris County and State of New Jersey, aged 66 years, 17th March last, who being sworn in according to law, doth on his oath make the following declaration in order to obtain the benefit of the Act of Congress passed the 4th June, 1832. So began the court record of John Pyatt's application for a pension from the United States government for his Revolutionary War military service. As soon as I read this paragraph, I knew that Pyatt might have been a boy soldier, one who had begun his service when he was 9, well under 16 years of age, the cutoff I was using for this study. He stated that his memory was not sharp and that he was recounting events as well as I can recollect. The 1830s Pension Acts of Congress bade Pyatt, like other former boy soldiers, to search his memories of events of a half century earlier. The pension application process demanded from applicants a narrative of their service that emphasized battles and military leaders. Courts wanted to know where a soldier had enlisted, under whom he had served, where he had gone, and any notable events he had experienced or witnessed that might locate him in place and time. That way, a veteran's testimony could be checked against other surviving regimental records when it was passed on to the pension office. A few veterans offered vivid accounts of their service that provide details of day-to-day life. Most offered only basic information. Alas, John Pyatt was among the latter. In December 1775, he had enlisted with his father, Captain Daniel Pyatt, in the 1st New Jersey Regiment of the recently formed Continental Army, the new regular army of the Patriot cause. After their enlistment, his father...